الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and friends, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Maut has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just as He has created life. Hayat, life, has been created by Allah. It is in the control of Allah. And likewise death, maut, is also in the control and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Every single one of us believes very firmly that maut is inevitable. It will take place to each one of us. Maut has struck billions of people before us. We have attended so many janazas and we continue to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself mentions in the Quran, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Wherever you may be, even if you are in a fortified tower, but when your time is up, maut will seize you. Death will overtake you. Death will grasp you. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. So death is something that we all believe in. And we all know we are going to leave this world. And one day maut will strike. Harun al-Rashid, the great king, the ruler, just before he passed away, he gathered his army, all standing in front of him, mobilized in front of him. And Harun al-Rashid says, Ya man la yazulu mulkuhu, irham man zala mulkuhu. Oh Allah, the one whose kingdom will always remain. Have mercy on the one whose kingdom is now coming to an end. The famous Sahabi, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's a detailed biography of this great Sahabi. But when he is on the verge of death, on the brinks of death, the last few moments of his life, when his son comes up to him, Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, oh my father, you used to say when people pass away, why don't they express to us and give us some glimpse of what maut is all about? So why don't you do so? He says, oh my son, it is so difficult to explain. Al-mawtu a'azam. Min an yusaf lah. It's difficult to explain maut. You do not know what I'm going through this very moment. And then he gives a glimpse of what sakarat and what maut is all about. And he says, it is as though the huge mountains of Makkah or Medina have been placed onto my shoulders. I have to bear the burden of these mountains. The weight of these mountains at this very moment, I feel so heavy. كَأَنَّ عَلَىٰ كَتِفَيَّ جَبَلَ رَضْوَىٰ. And he says, كأن روحي تخرج من ثقب إبرة. I feel as though my soul is being pushed through the eye of a needle. The whole soul, the ruh, is being now pushed through the eye of a tiny needle, the eye of the needle. What pain! And then he says, as though كَأَنَّ فِي جَوْفِي شَجَرَةَ عُوسَجْ, the bitter tree, or the thorny tree, the عُوسَجْ tree, known for its thorns. He says, I feel as though this tree is put into my belly. وَكَأَنَّ السَّمَاءَ اتْبَقَتْ عَلَى الْأَرْضُ وَأَنَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and it is as though the sky has come over the earth, and I am trapped between the two. Of course, he was a successful person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. He just gives us a glimpse of what maut is all about. My topic is not on maut today, but my topic is dying a good death. So we're not going to do the masail of maut, but dying a good death, a noble death. Like we heard, mashallah, this morning, Haji Ahmad Saliji of Spingo woke up for tahajjud salah. And about to perform tahajjud salah, he passes away. What a mubarak maut. It is Friday. And what a beautiful amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized the importance of the concluding moments of a person's life. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ يُبْعَثُ الْمَرْءُ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Various ahadith of this nature, that a person will rise on the day of Qiyamah. He will rise on the day of Qiyamah in the condition he left this world. What was the state of his iman? What was his condition? Did he die as a believer? Or did he die as a disbeliever? What were the last actions of his life? Did he pass away in ihram? So fortunate are those who passed away in ihram. Thousands passed away in ihram. So many made tawaf of the Kaaba. Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi made tawaf of the Kaaba, performed Salatul Maghrib with Jamaat on the mataf, and then facing the Kaaba making dua. Those last few moments of joy, what it must have been. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or Rasulullah mentions, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ حَسَلَهُ وَعَسَّلَهُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ طَهَّرَهُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good to any person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُوَفِّقَهُ لِعَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah blesses him. Allah gives him the opportunity of performing a righteous deed just before he passes away. So the man who passes away in ihram, he is raised on the day of Qiyamah in ihram, saying, Labbaik, Labbaik. So many passed away whilst reciting Quran. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, assassinated whilst reciting the Quran. Amir bin Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an, son Amir radiallahu ta'ala an. He is on the verge of death. He's lying on his bed. Family people around him. Last few moments of his life. Suddenly he hears the adhan. And what does he say? Please take me for salah. So the people around him, the family says, Afi hadhihi al-hala? In this condition, he says, وَكَيْفَ لَا? And why not? He says, أَسْمَعُ مُنَادِيَ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا أُجِيب? I can hear the caller, the muazzin calling towards salat, and I do not respond. I can hear with my own ears, adhan being called out. My respected brothers and elders, what a great lesson for you and I. We have feeble, we make feeble excuses. Adhan is called out. There is no excuses for us not to attend the Salatul Jamaat. And still we shirk in our duty. This great person is passing away. And when he hears the adhan, he says, take me for Salah. So finally they take him. They support him and they take him for Salah. And namaz begins and he joins the salah, the jamaat. And as he goes into, after the first rakat, in sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away his ruh. What a beautiful moth. Passing away in sajda. People in Rawda Mubarak, Riyadul Jannah, they have passed away in sajda. People in front of the Hatim, they have passed away in sajda. One great scholar, as he was writing the Qur'an-i-Majeed with his own hand, that was the time when Allah Ta'ala took away his ruh. So somebody in sajda, somebody in salat, somebody making dhikr, somebody engaged in dua, somebody in ihram, somebody in hajj umrah, how many passed away in Mina and Arafat? So many passed away in the masjid. One brother in our own home, in our own town, while he's leading salah, he goes into ruku, and that is where he passes away. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ Allah Ta'ala judges the person on the concluding moments of his life. How fortunate were those people whose concluding moments were in the hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So many a sahabi became shaheed or he passed away in the hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With the tears of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam flowing down his cheeks, and the sahabi is getting the final dua of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as he leaves this world. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that there was, in the time of Tabuk, whilst the Sahaba had gone for Tabuk expedition, and he sees in it was night, in the distance I saw somebody holding a lantern. In the riwayat it says, it's mentioned that it's Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala holding a lantern, and with him is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sees Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Then he sees a person draped in kafan, and Rasulullah goes into a qabr that was dug. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu on top, Bilal radiallahu holding the lantern, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam then tells him to place this sahabi. His name was Abdullah. He was known as Dhul Bijadain, owner of two sheets in Makkah. His father passed away. He lived with his uncle. And when he expressed the desire of embracing Islam, his uncle became absolutely angry with him. His uncle began to beat him up and took away all his clothing. So he runs to his mother. So his mother gives him two sheets to cover himself. That is why when he enters the home of Rasulullah or the masjid of Rasulullah, when he makes hijrat, he comes to Medina. Nabiya Kareem sees this sahabi, Abdullah, would cover with two sheets only. And he says, Ya Dhal Bijadain. Nonetheless, this sahabi, look at his dying moments. He passes away. Now he is in the hands of Rasulullah being buried with the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were few sahaba. Not every sahabi was buried by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few were the fortunate that Rasulullah himself goes into the qabr and he buries his sahabi, Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Then he goes closer and he hears the following dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma, إني أمسيت عنه راضيا فرض عنه والله I am happy with this particular sahabi. والله you also become happy with him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه used to say, how I wish I was this person passing away. How I wish I was this person who passed away. Although I embraced Islam 15 years before him. Imagine 15 years and so much of more opportunities of doing good deeds, yet he desired that he was this person who passed away. Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala was not a very handsome sahabi. And he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabiya Kareem tells him, why don't you get married? Ya Rasulullah, who will marry me? I'm not a handsome sahabi. I'm not a handsome person. I've got no wealth, I'm a poor person. Nabiya Kareem sends a proposal for him. It's a lengthy incident. And the person thinks that Rasulullah himself was to marry his daughter. Ya Rasulullah, we are extremely happy. Why not? He says, not for me. I'm proposing on behalf of Julaybib. Julaybib, the father became hesitant. Let me ask, make mashura at home, see what the wife says. The mother says, no way, it's not Julaybib. If it's Rasulullah, of course. But not Julaybib.
He's not so handsome. He's a poor man. So they are about to refuse this proposal when the daughter hears from behind. She says, are you going to send back the proposal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh my father, send me, I want to get married. And she gets married to Juraybib radiallahu ta'ala, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam performs the nikah and he makes dua for them. Shortly after that, he becomes shaheed in a battle. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the sahaba, search and see who's missing. So they find, they look around, and they mention a few people who had become shaheed. But they did not mention Juraybib. Nabiya Kareem said, no, no, look again properly. He says, I am missing Juraybib. Where's Juraybib? And finally they find him. That he fought very bravely. And there were 7 people around him who he managed to kill. And finally he was killed. And then Rasulullah performs his janazah. And then Juraybib is placed in the qabr, and Nabiya Kareem takes him himself and lowers him into the qabr. Talha radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala, when he passes away, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a dua. Allahumma ilqa Talha. Wa anta tadhhaku ilayhi. Wa huwa yadhhaku ilayk. Wallah, meet Talha in the condition that you are smiling at him and he must be smiling at you, O my Allah. So fortunate with those people. There are books that have been written of people on the verge of mort. What type of mort they had. There were those who were pious, who recited kalima. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, the great scholar of Islam. As he is passing away, he recites la ilaha illallah and he passes away. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, the great and famous ruler, the pious ruler, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, the very last few seconds of his life, suddenly he tells his wife, his family around him, please, go out of the room, for I see, especially his wife, he tells her, Ukhruji, come out, exit, because I can see some people coming. They are not jinn, they are not mankind. These were angels that came, beautiful in appearance. So they go out, and they sit by the door, and they listen, and he greets them, and he says, Marhaban, Marhaban, welcome, welcome. And he welcomes them, and then he recites the verse, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. When a pious person, when he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is concerned about his life, فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. A pious person, a righteous person, who refrains from all type of sins, and he treats sins as heavy mountains above his head, lest those mountains fall upon him. All the time he is cautious, he is aware. So he refrains from every type of sin and evil. He does not involve himself in haram. He lives a righteous, a pious life. He is concerned about his reformation. His character is beautiful. He imbibes in his life the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find he will not cheat. He will not oppress people. He will not speak lies. When such a person passes away, in the verse that I recited, Allah sends down angels to console him, to support him, give him the strength. Allah says in the Quran that these angels then tell him, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu, there is no fear for you. Do not worry about the events that are going to encounter you, or you are going to encounter in front. Maut, qabr, hashar, qiyamah, meeting Allah, standing before Allah. There is no fear. There is no grief regarding the family you have left behind. Allah will take care of them. These angels say, we are your helpers now. We are your friends. Nahnu awliya'ukum. We are your friends. And in Jannah, already they are giving him glad tidings of the beautiful bounties in Jannah. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi recites this verse, Tilka darul akhirah. This is the abode. This is the abode of the hereafter, which Allah says we have made for those people who do not oppress others, who are not proud and arrogant, who do not cause mischief in the earth. Wal aqiba ay al mahmuda. A good result is for the believers, the muttaqeen. For them is that paradise. So at the time of Maut, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi, he saw the angels. Mawlana Ishaq, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the uncle of Hazrat Mawlana Imam al-Hasan, rahmatullahi alayhi. He used to teach Bukhari Sharif in Nizamuddin. I've heard from many people, years ago when he passed away, just before he passed away, you know, the elders in Nizamuddin, they make mashura every day. So great ulama are sitting there making mashura. And suddenly, Mawlana Ishaq, rahmatullahi alayhi, looks towards the door, he says, Wa alaykum as-salam. But nobody had entered. And everybody looks up. Who is he making salam to? He says, Wa alaykum as-salam marhaban. And at that very moment, he leaves this world. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious person who was righteous, cautious of his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them basharat, glad tidings, just before they close their eyes. In the hadith is mentioned, they see the jannat, they see the abode. And that is why many times you find a person who leaves this world, a good pious person, a shaheed especially, you'll find him smiling. People giving ghusl, they will see something remarkable about this man. He was smiling all the time. May Allah Ta'ala give us a good maut. May Allah protect us from an evil maut. One who is obsessed with dunya. Whose day and night is only dunya, dunya, dunya. All the time counting his monies, his rands and his coins. There have been numerous incidents mentioned in authentic kitabs of great scholars. The man is told that as he's leaving this world, talqeen has been made. Say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. He's saying, no, no. He's busy serving the customers at that moment. He's busy counting his monies. What an evil way to pass away. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا أَسَّلَهُ أَوْ أَسَلَهُ. When Allah Ta'ala wants good for any servant, then Allah Ta'ala gives him honey. Or Allah sweetens him. That is one riwayat. The other riwayat, طَهَّرَهُ. Allah purifies him. The other riwayat, استعمله. Allah uses him. And all these riwayat explain, يُوَفِّقَهُ لِعَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah gives him the opportunity of performing a good deed just before he leaves this world. And that is his concluding moments in this world. And that is how he will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. How you live in this world, that is how you will die. And how you will die, that is how you will be raised. So if somebody is popping drugs in his mouth, Allah save us. Somebody in the gambling den, or somebody in the rave club, dancing right till he drops dead. It has happened. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive all the marhumeen. We are no judges. We should never be judgmental. We should never be judgmental. There was a battle that had taken place. And Sahaba had observed a particular person fighting very bravely. So they come to Rasulullah and they praise this particular person. That nobody has performed so well as this particular person. He fought very bravely. And he killed so many of the enemy. Rasulullah says, إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. This man you are talking about, he's from the inmates of Jahannam. A particular sahabi was very concerned. How is it possible? And he saw this man fighting so bravely at the side of the believers. So he says, I followed him. And every time he raised, I also gathered speed just to catch up with him. And I observed every movement of his until finally I saw that he was struck by the enemy. He was wounded severely on his foot and he could not bear the pain. So because he could not bear the pain, he takes out an arrow from his quiver and he commits suicide. He kills himself. And a person commits suicide, Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. Then on the day of Qiyamah, he is raised in that condition of how he killed himself. Allah Ta'ala does not like any person who takes away his own life. So he goes to Rasulullah SAW, Ya Rasulullah, Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. I bear witness that you are definitely the Rasul of Allah. Rasulullah says, why are you saying this now? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I found your words to be true. And then he related this incident. Ulama mention, man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. Whoever loves Allah, whoever loves the meeting with Allah, whoever is waiting to meet Allah, Allah likewise is waiting to meet him. And whoever detests meeting Allah, Allah also dislikes meeting him. A person who is obsessed with dunya, a person who makes israr ala al-ma'asi, who persists in sin, and he is engulfed with passions, he becomes a slave of his desires all the time. And a person who turns away from haqq and truth, and he begins to slander the ulama. So when truth is given to him, he doesn't accept those verdicts that the ulama have given him. And he begins to talk ill of those scholars and those fuqaha. And he thinks he understands Quran and Hadith and fiqh better than those people. Scholars of the past, the mujtahideen, the mufassireen, the muhaddithin. So he moves away from haqq. And such a person sees an evil death. May Allah protect us. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala, another great sahabi. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem Sam heard his recitation of Quran in Jannah, either in a dream or during Mi'raj. Haritha, last night I entered Jannah and I heard you reciting the Quran in Jannah. This particular sahabi was very concerned about his mother. He took care of his mother, very obedient to his mother. And that was the result of Rasulullah hearing his beautiful recitation in Jannah. Nonetheless, towards the end of his life, he lost his eyesight. So he had a bag or basket of dates, and he had a thread or a little string tied to that basket, and on the other end, it was tied to the door handle. So people ask him, why are you doing this? He says, no, when some poor person comes, then I'll take some dates, and I hold this rope and the string, and I go to the door, and I give him. He says, Nahnu nakfik, we are here, we'll suffice you, we'll do it for you. He says, no, no. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, munawalatul miskin taqi masari assu. That when a person feeds the poor person, even if it means a piece of date that he is giving, he's giving this in charity, giving this in sadaqah, it protects him from an evil death. Protects him from an evil death. There are so many other things. A person who is always in the dhikr of Allah, a person whose tongue is moist in the dhikr of Allah, is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such people also see an easy and beautiful death. How fortunate are those who pass away on a Friday. No azab of qabr for such a person. No azab of qabr for the one who passes away on a Jumu'ah. May Allah ta'ala bless us with a Mubarak maut. May Allah save us from an evil death. Those who make zulm upon others, whether it is their family members, whether it is their staff and workers, a zalim, he sees an evil death. He never sees a good death. May Allah ta'ala make us leave this world by saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala bless all of us to get these beautiful qualities in our life. We have to always have istiqamat. We have to be steadfast on deen. We slip, we err, tawbah, istighfar, come back onto sirat mustaqim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. That worship Allah right till maut comes to you. And in the narration I mentioned, where Allah sweetens him, like Allah has given, like how a person gives somebody honey, and he puts that honey, or he eats that honey, he enjoys some sweetness. That person who before whom Allah loves, before passing away, Allah gives him the tawfiq, the opportunity to do such a good deed, and then he passes away. Ulama have explained that he does such a good deed that benefits others also, and then they begin to praise him. فَطَابَ ذِكْرُهُ. Then everybody talks good about him, and then he leaves this world. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.